It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so Chris Pratt says no matter who wins the presidential election, we all have to find a way to move together, forward together. And remember, we're fellow countrymen. I'll add the women part. He added that there will still be people who need help, and we should seek them out, not with the election, but help in general. Drew Barrymore recounted a heartwarming moment on her show, sharing that she found one of her daughters and Adam Sandler's daughter watching 50 First Dates together.
Your kids will a lot of the time reject so many things about you that when you see them embracing something, you're like, oh, how fantastic. Okay, good. Well,
yeah, that's how I feel when my kids listen to this show and Mr. Kane. Nate Bargatze just snagged his first starring role in a movie. It's a comedy called The Breadwinner, which he's also co-writing. I can't wait. Tom Holland revealed his most recent Google search was his girlfriend, Zendaya.
I'm not on socials.
Yeah.
And I delete it when I'm not using it. So sometimes, like, it's more of a bit of an anxiety thing, but, like, I'll check to see that, like, everything's good and just make sure we're all cool. So I just give a little Google, look through the news. I'm like, she's good.
That's fine. Really sweet.
That is adorably sweet. Green flag, green flag. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick will co-direct a horror comedy that they'll also star in with both of their kids. It's a family affair. Ben Affleck had high praise for Jennifer Lopez's performance in Unstoppable.
Jennifer's spectacular, and I think if there's any sort of key to what success we've had so far, and I feel already, but even though Small Things hasn't opened yet, it's just an enormous success for us because of how beautiful it is. We kind of believed in the right people, and Unstoppable is another example of that.
That's nice. Kelly Clarkson will host NBC's Christmas at Rockefeller Center. Bruce Springsteen visited the set of his own biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere, and hugged star Jeremy Allen White. He's the perfect person to play the boss. On Monday, Jason Kelsey returned to ESPN and opened the show discussing the recent incident involving a fan.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't.
Yeah, he seemed really disappointed in himself, and I was glad that they let him address it. Y'all, I have a feeling that Mama Kelsey and Mrs. Kelsey spent some time talking this one through with him. And I got a dirt alert. All right, so this is one of those times where I'm like, unpopular opinion. There's an actual show on the BBC Radio 1 called Unpopular Opinion, or they do this thing called Unpopular Opinion. Anyway, Selena Gomez and Zoe Saldana were talking about restroom habits with Unpopular Opinion.
Going to the toilet is better when you're absolutely desperate.
We're keeping it eyebrow, guys. Okay. thoughts, please.
Wow, this could get graphic, so I'm going to try to find the balance.
You don't need to find the balance.
I would say that it is a little bit more satisfying when you're completely ready.
Mm.
Yeah, when you got to go, you got to go. I feel that, girl. How did we end up here? That's what I'd like to know. Well, probably started with a Kardashian alert. No. I have one. Kourtney Kardashian's son got a handwritten letter from Sylvester Stallone for his first birthday. Why? Because his name is Rocky. Yo, Adrian! Or should I say, yo, Kourtney! That's it. That's the Daily Dust. Enough of the bad impersonations, Audra Kane. I gotta go. I think every member of my family's gonna call and tell me, I gotta go. That's it. Have a good day. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. Oh, I hope nobody important's listening.